On direct orders from Vladimir Putin, Russia's top scientists have spent years dissecting the mRNA vaccines rolled out by Pfizer and Moderna. Their conclusion is explosive. These weren't rushed mistakes or corporate cash grabs. They were engineered as military-grade bioweapons. The result of that investigation is a staggering 25,000-page dossier, compiled by Vladimir Putin himself, and now delivered directly into the hands of Donald Trump. Inside those pages lies the accusation that the US mRNA rollout was not about public health policy. It was a globalist coup d'etat, orchestrated by shadowy agencies like DARPA and backed by Big Pharma titans. Their mission, to deploy a bioweapon years in the making under the cover of a vaccine. And the fallout is already here. Russian scientists allege that this so-called vaccine is driving an unprecedented surge of turbo cancers. Aggressive, fast-moving malignancies striking down people across the globe. The cover-up, they warn, runs deep, with governments and corporations working hand-in-hand to bury the evidence. We're not just talking about botched science, we're talking about crimes against humanity. And according to Russian insiders, this dossier isn't just evidence, it's a weapon in a geopolitical chess game that's about to escalate. Before we dive in, a quick word about our partner, VP.net, the next generation of private browsing. VP.net is the only VPN designed with true zero-logging architecture. That means, unlike other VPNs, it literally cannot track you. So even if governments or bad actors come knocking, there's nothing to hand over. It's that simple. Your data stays yours, period. At the recent Alaska summit with Donald Trump, Putin seized the moment to deliver a meticulously compiled dossier. 25,000 pages of hard evidence gathered by Russia's top medical scientists and intelligence operatives, laying bare the damning truth about the mRNA bioweapons. What does it mean when Russia, not the CDC or FDA, is the one force to dig through US data and hand the White House the real facts and figures? A chilling new review, led by Dr. Angelina Alexeyevna Silivastova and Professor Oleg Jemonovich Makiev of Ural State Medical University, has drawn a direct line between mass mRNA vaccination and an unprecedented surge in global cancer cases. Their study, published in a Russian medical journal after 4 years of analysis, combed through government registries, peer-reviewed literature, and mechanistic studies, with a heavy reliance on US CDC statistics and VAERS reports. The conclusion is devastating. The COVID mRNA vaccine rollout has triggered long-term safety risks, including a dramatic rise in deadly cancers that continues to accelerate. Among the most alarming findings are 2,579 cancer-related adverse events reports in VAERS between late 2020 and August 2022, with particular spikes in ovarian cancer following vaccination. According to the study, ovarian cancer risk may have risen by as much as 1,433-fold, after mRNA vaccination. While Western health agencies and media dismiss or bury the evidence, it's Russian scientists who are putting the pieces of the puzzle together. And Putin's 25,000-page dossier, detailing how the bioweapon has unleashed a global surge of turbo cancers, is already sending shockwaves through Washington. Just days after Putin personally handed the evidence to Donald Trump during the Alaska summit, whispers of panic are rippling through the halls of power. Especially considering Trump himself has taken an interest recently in discovering the truth about the vaccine rollout.
And he's talking to the senators and talking about really important stuff. And I'm just minding my own business going, I don't know why, how I got in this room. Well, okay. I'm sitting elbow to elbow with him. It's about an hour into dinner. I hadn't said a word, just been listening. And Trump gets through eating, and you've seen him do this move right here.
Yeah.
And then wherever in the big boardroom he does this. Okay, that's what he does. He goes, can I ask you a question, John Rich? He never calls me John. John Rich. I look at him, I go, yes, sir. What's the question? He goes, well, you do a lot of big shows. Like, you're an entertainer. Yes, sir. You play for really big crowds. I go, I do. I play for really big crowds for a long time. He goes, well, have you seen these rallies I'm doing? Like, it's 30, 40,000 people. I said, yeah, it's unbelievable. He goes, so here's the question. Why are people booing me at my rallies when I bring up the vaccine?
Mm.
This is the question from the President of the United States. And so, man, I went, looked at him, and I said, okay, I'm going to tell you the answer, and you're not going to like it. He goes, okay, what's the answer? You're going to look at me like this? I said, let me start off by saying this. We, the American people, do not trust the people that you were forced to trust at the time when this was happening. Let's start there. And I said, by the people we don't trust, here's who I mean. The FDA, the CDC, the NIH, the WHO, Fauci, and all the rest of them. I said, Mr. President, we consider them to be a bunch of murderous depopulationist psychopaths.
And his reaction was...
That's a good way to start.
His eyes are... He goes, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Fauci, Gates, Buller, the power players of the vaccine empire, are squarely in Putin's crosshairs, and he is demanding they face consequences. According to the Russian president, the mRNA plot didn't come from science or medicine. It was born deep inside the US deep state, with military-linked agencies steering the agenda. Putin claims the so-called vaccine had been in development since at least 2011, maybe even earlier, long before the pandemic provided the perfect cover for its global release. And most importantly, he says he has the evidence to prove it. That evidence is now in Donald Trump's hands.
Ведь биологическое оружие, если посчитать, какой ущерб нанес COVID, то, наверное, за, ну, будем говорить, там, за два года, да?
Ну, основная такая мире, пандемия да, два года шла.
То даже ее нельзя сравнить с ущербом, который был во Вторую мировую войну. Это в десятки раз больше. Зато выгодоприобретатели той же Big Pharma.
Вы имеете в виду фармацевтические,
да,
все компании?
Компании, которые в основном находятся у нас там в Соединенных Штатах, это там колоссальные. Как-то вот так.
То есть вопрос?
Вопрос стоит.
Да.
Вопросы ответ мы задаем. Мы даже, мы же передаем документы. Вот характерна реакция Соединенных Штатов Америки, про которые мы говорим. Ни одного опровержения тем документам, которые мы предъявили, не было. Мы передали документы, это более, наверное, 2000 листов в Организацию Объединенных Наций.
Какой ответ пришел?
Ну, у нас, как правило, два ответа. Один ответ происходит в Соединенных Штатах Америки. У них же он стандартный. Все, что не делается... Все делается в интересах национальной безопасности Соединенных Штатов. И нам надо доверять.
Слепо доверять.
Да, слепо доверять. Там политика глобального биологического контроля. Они поняли, что это работает. Что посредством искусственно создаваемых таких кризисных ситуаций биологического характера можно управлять миром. Ведь ничего бесплатно они не делают.
Just weeks before Russia's dossier dropped, the McCullough Foundation released its hybrid harms hypothesis. The message is blunt. Repeated COVID infections and mRNA shots are working together to drive chronic illness, sudden deaths, and soaring excess mortality worldwide. The study shows how spike protein persistence and immune disruption are trapping vaccinated populations in a cycle of disease. The numbers don't lie. Countries with the highest mRNA uptake, from Germany to the UK, are still seeing abnormally high death rates. One analysis of 145 nations even linked vaccination programs to 291% more cases and 205% more deaths than expected. These findings mirror Russia's own review, pointing to a global pattern officials refuse to admit. If true, humanity is staring down a slow-motion health crisis, cancer, autoimmune disease, premature death, perhaps the greatest medical and political scandal in history. But even that may not be the darkest revelation. Because Russia's investigation has uncovered something more disturbing. mRNA transferring from the vaccinated to the unvaccinated through close contact, including sex. We have the details coming up next. Think the healthiest thing in your pantry right now is some overpriced superfood? Wrong. It's actually olive oil. Yeah, that bottle you've got sitting in your cupboard isn't just for cooking. It's a weapon to help you look and feel younger inside and out. No big pharma potions, just nature's real deal. Dr. Stephen Gundry, a rogue surgeon who's done with the system, says high-quality olive oil is a game-changer. The problem is the industry is a cesspool. Nearly all brands in stores are watered-down junk, pushed for profit, not your health. Dr. Gundry has had enough. He's exposing the real truth about olive oil with a free video for viewers of this channel. He'll show you how to spot the real stuff that works wonders for your body with just a few tablespoons. This isn't hype. It's the truth they don't want you to know about. Visit getoliveone.com/TPV, the link's below. I've watched his free video and the information blew me away. If you're genuinely interested in changing your life with olive oil, go to getoliveone.com/TPV now. You won't regret it. According to Russian medical researchers working under Putin's direction, the global blood supply itself has been compromised by the mRNA rollout. Their dossier includes hundreds of pages of studies and case reports showing unvaccinated patients suffering cardiac arrest and strokes within days or weeks of receiving transfusions from vaccinated donors. This alarming evidence mirrors the work of Dr. Ben Marble, who has long warned about the hidden dangers of contaminated blood.
Hello, Dr. Ben Marble here. I'm going to make a comment about the blood supply. The entire blood supply in America and basically the whole world is contaminated with the spike protein poison bioweapon. We need to arrest all the damn evil poison pushers, and we need to quit accepting blood from people who took the poison. Because we're seeing patients that get blood transfusions that are unvaccinated and suddenly they get blood clots or have heart attacks or strokes, have bad outcomes after receiving blood that has the spike protein poison in it, which is what I told everybody was going to happen 3 years ago, and I was banned everywhere for telling the truth. All right, so we got to arrest all these damn evil poison pushers, and we need to get the spike protein out of the blood supply. This is complete mad science insanity. And all the retards are in charge and they all need to go to fucking hell, as far as I'm concerned.
Strong words from Dr. Marble. But he's not alone in calling for Nuremberg 2.0. Putin is fully on board, as are his deputies, who warn the human toll of mRNA rollout is already greater than World War II. And the nightmare may not be over. With the slow burn death toll still climbing, new research suggests we're being exposed to mRNA in ways few imagined, through sexual contact and intimacy itself. Dr. Lewis has gone even further, presenting vile evidence that sexual intercourse between a vaccinated and unvaccinated partner contains the unvaccinated person's blood, with devastating effects. Collapsing white blood cell counts, a crippled immune system, and blood so discolored it barely resembles life.
It's your boy, Dr. Lewis here, bringing our next series to you. If you follow the videos, remember I was speaking about trying to prove the transmission of a person, a vaccinated person, having sex with an unvaccinated person, and the unvaccinated person start to experience side effect. And when we take a sample of the unvaccinated person's blood, it's actually looking like a vaccinated person's blood. So we're just going to actually prove that today with our data. As you can see here, the blood is looking like a vaccinated person blood, whereby we've seen all the fermentation behind the plasma of the blood. And also in some samples before, we was actually seeing the discoloration of the blood as well too, as we can see here. An unresponsive immune system. We are not seeing much white blood cells present and working for him. And then we saw some candida. There was, as you can see, we see the blood here. There were some parts in the sample where we were seeing mass level of candida. And when we started to see that amount of candida, mean that the white blood cells is unresponsive for a period of time. This is one of my patients. He was with me for a while, about 2 years. Yeah, 2 years. So we know, we have a good idea how his health is. So when he started experiencing discomfort and the way that he was feeling, we decided to run some tests. And we see in the cause here to why he's feeling, how he's feeling. And when we look back on it with the blood work, and when he started to feel like that is after having sexual intercourse with a vaccinated person. So yes, we finally proved that it can spread through sexual intercourse. So we're going to do some more videos with this to prove that, because we already proved that we could correct the blood. So we won't be doing any more videos with that. We'll be more diverting our resources into proving if it can pass through sexual activities. Just like how HIV could pass through sexual activities, I always had a feeling that this also can pass through sexual activity.
Of course, mainstream media in the West is doing everything it can to suppress the damning reports and the news that it even exists. Remember when the mainstream media were telling us that Fauci's biolabs in Ukraine were just a fast, far-right conspiracy theory? They lost control of that narrative thanks to people like yourself, who refused to believe their lies and demanded to see the evidence. Biden's Pentagon was finally forced to admit that they have operated 46 biolabs in Ukraine under Fauci's control since the early 2000s. Talk about a major humiliation for the mainstream media and their fact-checkers. So, what was the Pentagon's excuse for operating these secret biolabs? Well, apparently, they are involved in a US project to rid the world of weapons of mass destruction. Remember the last time the deep state trotted out the weapons of mass destruction lie? That shameless lie led directly to the Iraq War and the humanitarian and economic disaster that followed it. Just the way Israel and the neocons wanted it to play out. Why bring up 9/11, the war on terror, and the Patriot Act in a report about COVID vaccine rollouts? Because, as Putin has revealed, they are inextricably linked by a chain of engineered crises and authoritarian power grabs. And there is hope for humanity, because it just so happens that RFK Jr. is saying the very same thing.
So let me add, it's an interesting segue, because Victoria Nuland kind of blithely announced during congressional testimony last year that, oh, by the way, we have these biolabs in Ukraine.
Yeah.
And that was like kind of ignored, and the people who covered it got attacked for covering it. But the fact remains there are U.S. biolabs in Ukraine. Why would we have biolabs in Ukraine?
We have biolabs in Ukraine because we're developing bioweapons. And, you know, and those bioweapons are using all kinds of new synthetic biology and CRISPR technology and genetic engineering techniques that were not available to previous generation. And they can make frightening, frightening stuff. What happened was, and you know, when we walked away from when the Patriot Act reopened the bioweapons arms race in 2001, the Pentagon began putting a lot of money into bioweapons, but they were nervous at that time because if you violate Geneva, the Geneva Convention, it's a hanging offense, and they weren't sure that that provision in the Patriot Act would actually hold up as a loophole to treaties that have been ratified by Congress.
Under international treaties ratified by the US Congress, the development and release of biological weapons is classified as a war crime, punishable by hanging. And according to the Russian dossier, that's exactly where Anthony Fauci's fingerprints are found. Are we finally ready as a society to confront the truth? There are topics so dark, so unsettling, that society refuses to even discuss them. Depopulation, eugenics. The idea that a small group of elites might decide who lives and who dies. Most people assume those horrors were buried with the ashes of Nazi Germany. But history tells a very different story. Eugenics didn't vanish, it adapted. It changed its name, slipped into think tanks, universities, and global foundations. And today, it lives on in the polished rhetoric of people like Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, and the WEF. Wrapped in the language of public health, climate sustainability, and the greater good. The World Economic Forum tells us they want to improve the state of the world. But who exactly is included in that vision of the future? Behind closed doors, the talk is not about lifting up all of humanity, it's about managing populations, trimming the herd, and deciding who gets to belong to tomorrow and who doesn't. And as the Russian investigators point out, the COVID pandemic and the experimental vaccine rollout weren't accidents of history. They were the culmination of decades of planning. Eugenics reborn under new branding, designed not to save lives, but to quietly reduce them. Even Frederick Osborne, co-founder of the American Eugenics Society, admitted back in 1968, eugenics goals are most likely to be attained under a name other than eugenics. That was the playbook. And half a century later, the play has been executed. And what does it say? That for years, US taxpayers were funding Anthony Fauci, the highest paid government official in the nation. A man the Russian dossier now portrays as the most influential death scientist since Joseph Mengele. Maybe that tells us everything we need to know about the real priorities of those in power. Here at The People's Voice, we're determined to continue exposing the crimes of the elites, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel, tell your friends and family about us, and join the People's Voice Locals community for exclusive and uncensored content. We can't do it without you.